from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there's been a deadly attack on a Kabul hospital. Gunfire echoed through Kabul as gunmen dressed as doctors stormed a hospital in the Afghan capital today and battled security forces for hours, killing more than 30 people and wounding dozens in an attack claimed by Islamic State. Security officials said a suicide bomber blew himself up at the rear of the 400-bed Sardar Mohammad Daoud Khan Hospital across the road from the heavily fortified U.S. Embassy, and three attackers with automatic weapons and hand grenades entered the complex. A defense ministry spokesman said the attack was suppressed by mid-afternoon with all three gunmen killed. As security forces swept the hospital buildings, another ministry spokesman said they found at least 30 dead and 50 wounded, including doctors, patients, and hospital staff, in addition to the three killed and 66 wounded reported earlier. The gunmen, dressed as medical personnel, had taken up positions on the upper floors of the hospital and engaged special forces sent to the scene, according to officials. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States has to see some sort of positive action from North Korea before it can take Kim Jong-un's regime seriously and discuss ways to reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula. China called earlier Wednesday for North Korea to suspend nuclear and missile activities in exchange for a halt in joint military exercises by the U.S. and North Korea. Haley said those exercises are defensive and have been held for 40 years. She told reporters after the emergency closed consultation to the Security Council that the North Korean leader is not a rational person. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights warns the entire human rights system is under attack. The annual report on the state of human rights around the world presented to the UN Human Rights Council includes criticism of the world's superpowers. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein highlighted recent human rights developments in more than 40 countries. The High Commissioner finds fault with several of the world's superpowers. He criticizes China for detaining lawyers and activists who fight for the rights of others. He deplores Russia's curbs on political dissent, freedom of expression, and religion. In the United States, he expresses concern about President Trump's vilification of entire groups such as Mexicans and Muslims. He warns the collective expulsions and deportations of immigrants could be in breach of international law if undertaken without due process guarantees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A U.S. federal court has ordered arguments to be held next week on a legal challenge to President Trump's new executive order suspending the nation's refugee admissions program and barring entry to people from six majority Muslim countries. The state of Hawaii had initially filed a legal challenge to the president's original order signed in January, but that case was put on hold after another federal court ruled the government could not enforce it. Now that Trump has issued a new executive order, the government is withdrawing its appeal of the court ruling, and thus Hawaii says its challenge to the travel ban should move forward. This ban lasts for 90 days and prohibits the issuance of new visas to people from Iran, Syria, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, and Sudan. It also suspends refugee admissions for 120 days. The Trump administration says the order is necessary to protect national security and has dismissed critics who say it is targeted at Muslims. At least 19 people have been found dead at the scene of a fire at a shelter for children near Guatemala City, according to the spokesman for Guatemala's volunteer fire department. Mario Cruz told the Emisoras Unidas radio station that firefighters were still extinguishing parts of the morning blaze, but he said that so far 19 bodies have been found and about two dozen people were being treated for injuries. The shelter has been criticized for overcrowding, alleged abuse, and escapes in the past. And Israel's parliament gave preliminary approval Wednesday to two measures that would limit calls to prayers from mosques, including one prohibiting the use of loudspeakers at all hours. The French news agency reports the second of the bills would ban loudspeakers between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.